You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
We play to win. When you don't win, it feels like the soul gets ripped out of you. But that's part of the competition. That's part of being the man in the arena.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. The voice there, of course, of Tom Brady. When you don't win, part of your soul gets ripped out. So Brady's going through it a little bit here as his head coach can't call a timeout. His team's under 500. Rough time for Tampa Bay and Tom Brady right now. It is time, though, for Aaron Hawksworth to take us off the board.
It's time for Aaron Hawksworth to take us off the board.
A soulless Tom Brady. That is sad. You know what else is weird? Auburn hired Hugh Freeze. What could go wrong here? Apparently quite a few things, because part of his contract is he had to relinquish his social media. So someone else has to, you know, monitor his social media accounts. He doesn't have full control anymore. I mean, if you don't trust your hire that much, why are you hiring them in the first place? That is very head-scratching. And you guys brought up a good point in the break. I mean, Hugh Freeze, you know, has become a big topic, much bigger than I thought it was going to become. We can't stop talking about this guy. But his Wikipedia page has, like, a whole scandal section. And then I just Googled, like, some things and went down a rabbit hole that I didn't need to go down with him, too. So, yeah, this is not good. I wouldn't want to play for this guy, to be honest.
I mean, Hugh Freeze to me actually sums up college football. Like, isn't this the college? Mm-hmm. Like, when you think of a college football coach, I think of Hugh Freeze. The guy is slimy. He's like, he's so slimy it's dripping on the ground as he walks in for his press conference. Like, this is SEC football. And the weird part is, Joe, I don't even think he's that good of a coach. Like, he has connections. He's been a good recruiter. Obviously, he knows a lot of people. He cheats, right?
He fits down there. Yeah.
Is he that great of a coach? Like, are they going to be able to compete with Alabama and Georgia with Hugh Freeze? I mean, look at his seasons. He had one good year at Ole Miss, 2015. They won the Sugar Bowl. They went 10-3. That's it. I mean, that's his career, right? Arkansas State, whatever, Lambeau, whatever. And then he went to Liberty, and he succeeded there with Malik Willis. But what does he have? He has one year at Ole Miss. That's his career.
This has to feel like an all-time low if you're an Auburn fan, right? Like, There was a time, I mean, the Iron Bowl used to be an event. It doesn't feel like an event anymore. They are just so desperate. God, I shouldn't be laughing at Hugh Freeze, but it's hard not to, because I forgot that he coached in the AAF. I mean, what a career this guy has led. But when I hear Hugh Freeze, I can't help but think about, I mean, this really happened a few years ago when they had a hospital bed set up in the press box, and he's in there, he's got the gown on and the white sheets, and he's coaching from the hospital bed inside the stadium. Like, that actually happened in this universe.
My favorite is the mic flag in the picture. Like, all you see is the mic flag, like, in the hospital, like, bed, and he's sitting there. He looks, like, pale and just terrible.
stupid. But I mean, the Auburn coaching history. Can your average college football fan, would they have been able to tell you that Brian Harsin was most recently their head coach at Auburn?
No way.
Like, that's how far off the radar they are. Right. And they're all you get your ass kicked by Alabama. Big surprise. Let's fire the next guy. Get rid of Malzahn. Get rid of Gene Chizik. Get rid of Tuberville. It's just, I mean, you're so off the radar. I don't know how you come back. If you're not, man, Tennessee did a nice job. We'll find out if it's long-term for them. That's sort of a turnaround. But when that happens in the SEC, like, everybody else is screwed. You're all getting fired because why aren't we doing exactly what we just saw with the Vols?
Yeah, and to be real about that program, they are one gift Cam Newton season away from us never having mentioned them in 30 years. That's all they have, right? They have one special season because they had a special player enter their program. That's it. Also, just quickly, I know we have other stories to get to. I dug into the escort issue with Hugh Freeze. He used the university-issued phone to make all of those phone calls.
Yeah. It's astonishing to me that, you know, being involved in something like that and, like, failing as a head coach, you can continue to get jobs.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing more profitable than being a bad college coach. You just keep getting paid. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You can have the job, but you've got to give us all of your social medias. Like, wow, what a stipulation. There's a problem there. Somebody needs to step in and say, maybe we shouldn't hire this guy because he's going to cause some problems for us at some point.
Oh, because, you know, he's only done a few things at other places. It's like there is a precedent here, but anyway, yeah. Speaking of social media, Lamar Jackson got into a little hot water for, he got a little emotional and tweeted back at some people after a loss. I can't imagine, reading your tweets is a fun thing to do if you're an NFL quarterback. But John Harbaugh was asked about it and asked if he had talked to Lamar about the situation. Take a listen.
I talked to him on the plane too a little bit, but that was about other things and things about the game. And then, I just talk to these guys. We talk a lot. We talk a lot about football, but we also talk a little bit about that stuff too. You know, what goes on in terms of the media and everything. And really, you know, it's just beg guys not to get into the Twitter world right after the game, especially after a loss. It's never going to be positive. It's not going to be a nice place, you know. And I think that's kind of reflected in Lamar's response, because what he said was just so out of character for him. That's not the way he speaks. It's not the way he talks. It's not the words he ever uses. I've never heard him say things like that before. But like we talked, like you said, Bo, he wants to win. You know, I'm sure he's frustrated, just like we all are. And that's just a place you just don't want to live right after a game. And, I know he understands that. Lamar Jackson, you know, you've been around him. He's got one of the biggest hearts of anybody I know. You all have seen him, the way he treats people, the way he treats kids, the way he treats the media, you know. And he's also one of the biggest competitors I've ever met. So those kind of conversations, he takes very seriously, you know. So you get trapped sometimes by someone that's baiting you just a little bit, and you can't live there. It's not important. You know, I see you shaking your head, Luke. You're right, and that's something I love about him. But I think that's not a place he wants to be, and that's certainly not things that he wants to say.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, so that was John Harbaugh. Just to give, I know Jake is like the way he treats kids. There was a viral video about last week or the week before, Lamar, a kid who is dealing with something, a medical condition. He surprised him and was hugging him, and they had like a really nice embrace. So that might have been fresh on Harbaugh's mind there when he said that. But yeah, was a random reference, but I think that's what he meant there just because that had just happened. But just... I mean, I don't know. You just got to be careful. You know, anyone who's in the spotlight, or even if you're not, like everyone is screenshotting things and looking for, you know, a reason to come after you. And it's hard not to get in your emotions, I think, after a loss. And the Ravens have been struggling. I mean, there was a minute where they were looking like Super Bowl contenders, and now probably not so much. I know we're going to get to that, but they're falling off a bit.
Yeah, he can't do this, right? He can't say those things to fans. Like, listen.
No, he can't. No,
he can't. Like, and Harbaugh's right. Just stay off social media, right? Because you're going to get baited into saying something when you're frustrated. One quick thing before you go, Joe. You know what I want to start using in real life? Whenever I mess up, or any of us mess up, can we just say we want to win? I love that when athletes do something wrong, just wants to win. I want to start using that. Why didn't you do this? Why don't you take the trash out? I just want to win. Listen, I just want to win. It's my favorite these guys.
Why did you make this outlandish comment about Jalen Hurts? Because I want him to win, and I want to win. I want more people to listen to me.
I want to win.
It's very easy for us to say that, though, because as Harbaugh was talking, I was thinking about it. Like, if I were Lamar, would I be able to shut it down? Would I not be tempted to check my social medias? I mean, I don't post the most, as much as many, but I'm addicted. I catch myself all the time. Like, why am I watching these dumb videos over and over and just scrolling through all my social medias all the time? Anytime I have a free minute, I'm checking my social medias. So I don't know that I would be – I think it's very easy for people to say, and to know that you're being discussed, it'd be really hard for me not to check out what people are saying.
It would be a shame if someone like Kevin Durant had to relinquish his social media because I love that guy tweeting back at people. I'm here for all of it. And he said some things that are kind of aggressive, and he didn't come under that much fire, or you know what I mean? I feel like there needs to be some consistency here. I mean, maybe he hadn't said anything as egregious as Lamar did, but I feel like he's said some things to fans before that were along similar lines, hasn't he?
KD?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think he has. It's probably similar to this.
It's the new immediate fan mail, which is not always fans. It's just everybody has access. And see, and now people know that they have access all the time because we have so many examples of players checking stuff during halftime or immediately after the games or on the ride home, stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know that I'd be able to avoid that, honestly.
Yeah. All right, this story is funny. So there's a guy at the Grambling State Southern game really quickly, and he's caught on the Jumbotron, and he's got a lighter, and it looks like he's about to light a blunt. But when you look at it closely, it's a rib. So my question is, because this guy didn't think like this was a bit. Like, was he trying to heat up his rib while he was watching the game with his
lighter? The meat was on the bone?
Yes.
The meat was on there?
You have to look at this video. It is amazing. I'm thinking this guy was just hungry and he was warming up his rib.
One rib? He had one rib?
one rib, just because it looks like a blunt, but it's
how
not.
Much, how much for one rib?
Yeah, where's the rest of those ribs? Maybe he ate them and just had one that got a little cold and he was warming it up there. Because it doesn't look like he was doing this for the camera, because his buddy is kind of like, look, Luke, you're on the Jumbotron, and he looks up. It's amazing. I love it.
All I know is the line of the day so far is Joe saying, the meat was on the bone.
What? You guys don't keep an emergency pocket rib on you at all times? Come on.
But I'm okay eating it at room temperature. But I could eat it at room temperature. Like, I no. Oh, man, I got to pull out my lighter here. Let me warm this puppy up. What?
That seems a bit excessive. It seems like a lot. Joe O, Joe Jaron, Octor, BetQL Daily. Up next, NFL team futures. How do we view the Ravens after another close loss? Next on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.